Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I hope I get to speak to him tonight, and I'll get back to you if I do.
Okay? Mr. President, do you think this was an assassination attempt?
I don't know enough. I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts. So I want to make sure we have all the facts before I make any more comments. Thank you.
Are you worried, President? Was the security failing, Mr. President?
Yeah, you're not getting the answers when he walks away from the podium, at least not usually. So I play that clip because that was early on. That was President Biden shortly after the shooting on Saturday coming out and just basically saying that condemning this, that people have the right to hold a rally in peace, good things to say.
But the bottom line is the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. I mean, everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Completely right. Anybody who believes otherwise, I've said it before, I will say it again. You don't believe in America, you're not an American if you believe otherwise. If you didn't feel relief that President Trump survived this attack, you don't really believe in America. The basic idea of democracy, we talk about this periodically, but the basic idea of democracy is that instead of violence, we use ballots. You know, the premise of democracy, majority rules, when you think about it, is fundamentally might makes right. You've got 10,000 on your side or 100,000 or whatever. We've got 8,000 on our side or 80,000 or, you know, whatever size constituency you're talking about. If we had it out with violence, you guys would win. So instead of having it out with violence where, you know, a lot of people die and there's suffering and mayhem and destruction, we're just going to run the numbers by a ballot and 10,000 beats 8,000 and, okay, we'll do it your way. Or at least we'll let your guy be in charge. Representative democracy, right? Not issues-based voting for the issue. That's democracy. Democracy is a substitute for violence. The whole idea is to not have civil war every time an issue comes up where we disagree. Issues are going to come up, we're going to disagree, and we agree that we're going to fight with words. We're going to wage substitute war with words and then votes. That's it. That's democracy in a nutshell. So if you think, well, the other guy is too dangerous, I will kill him, or the other guy is too dangerous, and if somebody else kills him, then I'll feel good about that, or I will encourage that, or I won't feel bad, or whatever, anything other than relief that he survived and horror that somebody would do something like this, well, you just don't believe in this system. Get out. Don't just unfriend me on Facebook. Go somewhere else. We don't want you here. Because if you can't 100% condemn this, you just don't have a place here. There are very few things I'll say that about when it comes to being an American. This is one. This is easy. This is a bright line test. And all of these kind of semi-criticisms on Facebook or, you know, sort of soft wink, nod, nudge, nudge kind of comments that people are making about this are unbelievable. And seriously, the unfriend me, bro kind of stuff is weak sauce. Leave the country. Go find a country where they embrace your way and stop playing here because you just don't belong. 437-1620. We're broadcasting live from Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. I wanted to play the clip of him saying he wasn't sure whether this was an assassination attempt because I understand, as a news person who hates breaking news, I'll just tell you, I hate breaking news because it means I have to talk about things that I'm going to be wrong about and I don't have good information yet about. I understand the reluctance to say something that's going to turn out to be wrong. I agree with him saying we don't know the motives. We don't want to cast aspersions on any affiliation. We just don't know enough yet. But you can call it an assassination. I was really surprised at how slow the news media, the reporters and the anchors on Saturday night when this was all breaking news, I was surprised at them all being so unwilling to call it that right away. I mean, what did you think it was? You heard the shots. It's clear as day that those were gunshots. You saw the president react as if to gunfire. You saw him get up from the podium with a bloodied ear, and the Secret Service is everywhere. Even at that point, when we didn't know that other people had been shot, and horrible that a man died, protecting his family, by the way. The volunteer fire chief, former fire chief, that dived on his family to protect them from the gunfire, saved his family. Right? Because if he hadn't been the body in the way, where would the bullet have gone? And, of course, we all know that if Trump had not turned his head just the right, you know, and if maybe if the assassin had not been, interrupted by a cop climbing up to the rooftop, you know, maybe he wouldn't have rushed his shots. I mean, all the ifs, right? But just calling it an assassination attempt, that was the easiest thing that anybody could do, and they were reluctant to do that, and I don't understand why, because that was clear. I mean, granted, the FBI said it pretty shortly thereafter.
This evening we had what we're calling an assassination attempt against our former president, Donald Trump. It's still an active crime scene. As I mentioned, we have a number of agents on scene. We also are working closely with other federal agencies, our state partners, and our local police partners as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was the least important thing they said in the press conference other than to officially have it on the record, because what else could it have been? There's no other explanation. And you can, I mean, even if they wanted to say, we assume this was an assassination attempt, but that's still, I was just surprised that it took them so long to come to that very obvious conclusion. 6:16 here on News Radio Pensacola. As I said, we are broadcasting from Milwaukee. I'm literally in the hotel room doing the show here. Bobby Rossi is here with me. We're going to be going to the convention later, hanging out with the Florida delegation, reporting to you all day long things that we're seeing and observing, and follow us on social media so that you can see the posts that we're making. I will say this, with all the discussion about the attempted assassination of President Trump, security questions, I feel as safe as I could possibly feel. There is an interesting question about open carry in Wisconsin. We'll get to that when we come back from the break. But yeah, I feel incredibly safe here. The police presence is, I've never been in a place that had so many police. And so I don't have any concerns about that personally, here in Milwaukee. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Austin's got traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Andrew. This traffic update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. Now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. You can register now, enrolling at PCA.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not a ton going on early this morning. We do have some backups on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive. And we do have a very little bit starting to develop, it seems. This is going to be on Mobile Highway if you're traveling southbound passing Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
So you're getting ready to do a home improvement project, and you're just sure that you know how to do it and the best way to do it and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. They will have seen it. And they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result and you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz.
Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
In regards to the ability to carry a firearm outside of the inner perimeter, again, our state law allows for the particular right to carry a firearm. We as a city cannot legislate out of that, and I don't know if our mayor wants to speak on that anymore in regards to that. And so for we, in regards to our law enforcement aspect, we have to operate within those guidelines. Unless it's something that is against state law, we have to respect Second Amendment right to carry your firearm, especially in regards to open carry or carry and conceal if you're licensed. And so that is a, issue that we have to navigate. And I will say this, and I've said this many times, as that is your right, please exercise your right in a responsible manner.
Yeah, this is the Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman during one of the press conferences that they did with the Secret Service about the RNC here in Milwaukee, where we are broadcasting live from Milwaukee, from the hotel in Milwaukee. It's the morning. There's nothing at the convention. if we broadcasted from the convention, we'd be sitting there with a bunch of empty seats and chairs. There'd be nothing there. So we're just doing it from the hotel for now. But we'll be over there later today. And yeah, that's the law in in Wisconsin is a state law. Much like in Florida, we have state laws that preempt local laws. And in the state of Wisconsin, you can open carry a gun. And they said there. So there's the perimeter, which is, I will say, when I say robust, what I mean is like, they've got this perimeter, and there are police, lots and lots of police, and there are big black metal cage barricades. There are lots of concrete stanchions all over town. There are lots of places where, you know, MapQuest or Google says, go this way, and you're like, yeah, I can't do it right now. Can't do that right now. That bridge is closed. That bridge is closed. That bridge is closed. There's a police boat underneath that bridge. There's a Bobby and I were surprised yesterday. We were picking up our credentials at the hotel. And all of a sudden, I look and I'm like, what's that? He's like, the bike cops. I'm like, there's a lot of bike cops. It was like a group of maybe 15 in
it was blue, a gaggle of them.
Yeah, it was a gaggle of blue uniform bike cops coming at us, all well armed. And they passed us. I'm like, interesting. And then not 5 minutes later, we were driving down a different street. And I'm like, is that another group of bike cops? And he looked up. He's like, it is. And I'm like, they're wearing green. He's like, and oh, it's a different group. I'm like, how many police forces do we have here on, I mean, that was that was within a quarter mile of where we had been the moment before.
And that's like 15 minutes of us arriving.
Yeah. And so we're like
all over the place.
I mean, it is, to say it's a swarm of police is probably an understatement.
And that's on the outside of the perimeter.
Right. That's outside the security perimeter.
The actual security perimeter has these metal fences up.
Right.
All around it. Like, you know where the perimeter is.
You can't accidentally go to the convention.
Can't accidentally. No, you're not going to wander into Secret Service territory.
So, you know, that's what they're talking about when they talk about the perimeter is, and that, again, as Bobby said, that was outside. And we have not even been inside yet. We'll go later on this morning as soon as the show is over to go, you know, just put all our equipment in the arena and, you know, walk around and kind of see what's going on over there. But the outside, you can carry guns. It's kind of funny. Saturday night I was getting packed. And I had my my concealed carry out on my desk to make sure I didn't accidentally have it in a bag. that's how you make sure. And my 20-year-old comes up and he's like, oh, that's a good idea. You should definitely take that given the assassination attempt. And I'm like, now, son, in theory, I would agree with you, but A, airport, and I mean, you can check it, okay? Obviously can't carry it on a plane. But I'm like, so, you know, we're going to be going into the convention. You think they're going to let me in the convention with the gun? He's like, oh, no, that's a good point. So it's of no value, you know, here in Milwaukee. But again, lots of police. I feel incredibly safe. But the Milwaukee mayor, who I think might have the coolest name of any mayor that I know of, even including, you know, our own Ashton Hayward. It's a pretty cool name, Ashton, but his name, Cavalier Johnson.
Local ordinances in the state of Wisconsin do not supersede state law. Wisconsin is an open carry state, and therefore the city of Milwaukee and no other jurisdiction in this state can supersede that state law.
Yeah, the open carry is the law, is the law, is the law, and period. So they can't prohibit it outside the perimeter, and which is, I'm sure, part of why they have, you know, so much exterior outside the perimeter police protection. 437-1620. If you have questions about the convention or comments you want to make about the attempted assassination, we've been talking about quite a lot this morning, and of course we will. It is literally the only news story in the universe right now, and the connection to the RNC, where reports are now that President Trump is dramatically rewriting his RNC speech to focus on bringing the nation together in unity. Having your life risked can change a person, change your perspective, and, you know, the tone is substantially different right now because of that. So we'll see how that affects things going forward. Austin is back in the studio in Pensacola with our traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Some minor congestion here and there. Pretty par for the course this time in the morning. A lot of people going to work. However, we do have some pretty extensive backups on Palafox Street. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Fairfield Drive. It's pretty heavy backups all the way to Maxwell Street. So it's pretty far reaching, well past the hard drive there. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. I can't remember where we're at. Do we need to go to David in the newsroom? I think maybe we do.
It's 6:28.
All right. Well, Apple may be facing some more trouble with antitrust laws in India, according to India's competition watchdog.
The Competition Commission of India has been investigating Apple's so-called unfair practices for the past 3 years. Several app developers say being forced to use Apple's own payment systems cost them 30% more money.
And developers say Apple doesn't allow them to use any other payment platforms because they have total control over their app store with no competition. Jury deliberations continuing in New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez's federal corruption trial. The New York jury got that case on Friday. They're trying to decide whether Menendez used his office and political power to help businessmen in exchange for cash and gold bars. His defense team insists they were gifts, and they're blaming Menendez's wife for keeping him in the dark regarding financial matters. And Andrew, I hope you weren't planning on attending the special Milwaukee tapings of The Daily Show. They've apparently decided to cancel their tapings in Milwaukee during the Republican National Convention after the events on Saturday. In a post on X, they've cited logistical issues and the evolving situation in Milwaukee as the reason, but they had sold out multiple taping nights in Milwaukee.
See, I have the exact opposite view. Like, it's never going to be safer to be anywhere in the known universe than here right now. Like, because I had the same view, the safest time to fly would have been after 9/11. Because, you know, there nothing is going to happen. I mean, it is as controlled as it can possibly be. So I just don't understand that fear-based mindset. It's just kind of contrary to the evidence.
Right now, everybody's critical of the Secret Service. And so now the Secret Service wants to prove
right.
that they're not incompetent.
Absolutely.
So,
and even like local police, I really appreciated the comment made by the chief of police here in Milwaukee in the press conference on Saturday, I think it was, or Sunday, when he is like, this is our city too. We're here to protect not just the convention, all of our visitors, but we're here to protect our own people. We care. We're invested. We're passionate, you know, was kind of his comment. And I agree. They are. And as far as ramping up to doing extra things, I actually agree with the Secret Service answer, which is we're at 100%. There's no 11 on this scale.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. No word yet from the FBI on any possible motive for Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Trump.
Law enforcement sources are telling me the focus is now shifting to gaining access into the shooter's phone. I'm told that federal agents will not feel confident in their assessment that the shooter acted alone until they're able to go in that phone and see who he was communicating with.
Fox's C.B. Cotton. The former president's in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and says he's changing his speech to focus more on unity.
Trump is urging other event speakers to stick to their originally planned speeches and follow the convention's themes of the day. So today's theme is Make America Wealthy Once Again. Tomorrow is Make America Safe Once Again. Wednesday is Make America Strong Once Again. And Thursday is Make America Great Once Again.
Fox's Brooke Singman. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. Looks like another beautiful morning here in Pensacola, 79 degrees. Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's praying for Donald Trump after the assassination attempt at his rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday.
Ginger and I believe strongly in the power of prayer. We know how many prayer warriors are throughout Northwest Florida, and we want to live in a country where we resolve our political differences with our vote and our voice, not with violence. And we've got to move to that. And unfortunately, that's been thrown asunder today, but it has to be restored for a country as great as America.
Gaetz talked with News Radio a few hours after that news broke on Saturday. Gaetz and other lawmakers now on their way to Wisconsin, where former President Trump will be officially nominated as the party's presidential candidate. Gaetz says he's been told Trump is in good spirits following the assassination attempt and was upset that the news or that the shooting is disrupting his work for the country. Gaetz will be speaking tonight at the national convention in Milwaukee. Well, Governor DeSantis seems a bit skeptical that an investigation into that assassination attempt against Donald Trump will reveal a whole lot of information. Governor DeSantis wrote yesterday on X that D.C. bureaucratic failures almost never result in any accountability. But he said this time it needs to be different. DeSantis said the investigation has to answer how someone armed with a rifle got on top of a roof 150 yards away from the stage on Saturday. He adds that the country is in the peril it's in, partly because the D.C. ruling class consistently evaded responsibility for its failures. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Florida now on hold. Kamala Harris announced yesterday that she's postponed an event that was planned for tomorrow in Palm Beach County. She was planning to be there to discuss abortion rights. Her office says plans changed after the events on Saturday in Pennsylvania. Two people now in critical condition after crashing into a tree on North Green and West Gonzalez streets over the weekend. That happened at about 11 o'clock Saturday night. The driver, a 21-year-old Pensacola man, the passenger, a 43-year-old Pensacola woman. FHP still investigating that crash. And if you're over by Sacred Heart Hospital in the Ronald McDonald House this week, there may be a heavy police presence. Well, that is because they are doing active shooter training drills all week long. The training will be going on for 5 days. Both the hospital and the Ronald McDonald House are open and accessible, but Pensacola police do say you should be cautious if you're in the area as that training is underway. It is 6:34 right now, News Radio Pensacola. Just a few seconds early, but let's go ahead and get our traffic on the fives update with Austin.
All righty. Looking at the roads here, not a ton going on this morning. We do have some minor congestion here and there. It seems like we have some developing. This is going to be if you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway. This is going to be just a little ways past Tahar Drive, but that's not too severe at this time. However, the same cannot be said for Palafox Street. That's going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive as well. We've got some very heavy backups there. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Austin. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have some pop-up showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 60% chance of rain overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, a typical summertime pattern continues with a 50% chance of rain, high near 92. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 79 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
With your money now. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today kicks off what is shaping up to be a very important week of commentary from the U.S. Central Bank on whether officials will start interest rate cuts. The Fed meets July 30th and 31st, but under the central bank's rules, policymakers cannot comment about monetary policy from this Saturday, July 20th, until the Friday after the meeting. Interest rates currently range between 5.25% to 5.5%, where it has been held since July of 2023. Back-to-school spending this year is expected to be flat or lower in the United States as shoppers dial down on expensive electronics such as laptops and personal computers, and that is according to Deloitte. Shoppers are likely to spend $31.3 billion, or about $586 per student in kindergarten to 12th grade, which is a 2% drop from last year's spending. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 247. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Just in time for the summer season, Pete Moore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-size Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Join Freedom's Found Coffee on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Wednesday at 9 a.m. Freedom's Found Coffee founder and combat veteran Raymond Hare will share the mission of Pensacola's new coffee shop and support offered to the military, veteran, and first responder community. That's Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
On September 11th, 2001... an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Last night, I spoke with Donald Trump. I'm sincerely grateful that he's doing well and recovering. And we had a short but good conversation. Jill and I are keeping him and his family in our prayers.
Good. I mean, obviously, of course, but also sad news that the president was delivering yesterday.
We also extend our deepest condolences to the family of the victim who was killed. He was a father. He was protecting his family from the bullets that were being fired. And he lost his life. God love him.
That is still just... In the instant you start to hear gunfire and this former fire chief, volunteer fire chief, dives on his family to protect them from the bullets. I mean, it was just a couple of seconds. You know, you could tell from President Trump's reaction, he was befuddled by it all, and he got hit by a bullet. Let alone be this man who presumably hears gunfire, dives on his family, gets shot, saving them, assumingly, right? Because if it didn't hit, if he hadn't been there, amazing, unbelievable. Of course, what we all thought, and I think this all happened so quickly, and it was so clear so quickly that the president was going to be okay, that it was just his ear, that it was superficial, right, that he was grazed. Of course, we now believe that probably because he turned his head, had he not turned his head, at least that bullet very easily could have killed him. Very easily. Of course, one person did die, as we mentioned, and two others were seriously wounded by the six or seven shots. It's still not quite clear. If you listen, definitely six, maybe seven. It's not clear. But I think in a way, I don't know about you, but my own reaction to this was because it was so obvious so immediately that he was okay, the reality of what almost happened doesn't sink in the same. Because he did survive. But we were inches from having a former president and the most likely next president of the United States assassinated as a country. And of course, just to think about where we would have been today if that had happened, what that would have meant for our nation, for the level of animosity and conflict and discord that we already have. The fact that he survived, aside from being its own obviously good thing, is also good for the nation. Because if he hadn't survived, I don't know what that would have meant for us. But now it's, you know, everybody's talking about unity and cooling the rhetoric, and he's rewriting his speech toward national unification for the RNC. Because it didn't happen to the former president and likely next president, were able to sort of go on and heal from the bad thing that didn't really happen. I know this. I know the fire chief was killed. I know the other two were wounded. But you get the difference it would have been if it had been Trump who'd been killed. So I thank God for that, both from a perspective of him personally, but also from the perspective of as a nation. And I'll tell you, this really sank in for me a little bit when I was reading the note that Melania Trump wrote yesterday. It's President Trump shared it on his Truth Social account, and I'm just going to read it to you because it's powerful. I'll read that for you in just a second. Before we do it, let's get traffic on the fives from Austin, who's back in the Pensacola studio. We're live on location in Milwaukee for the RNC. Austin with traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial home insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to find out more about that. Again, that is progressive.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, still going to be some pretty extensive backups if you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards Tahar Drive, and a little bit still developing if you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway coming from Tahar Drive as well. So those couple of spots around Tahar are causing some backups. Outside of that, though, there's not too much going on. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. So I want to just read you this note from Melania that she, you know, because Melania's not been very involved in the campaign. She's not been very public in quite some time. But here's the letter that she wrote on Sunday. I'm thinking of you now, my fellow Americans. We have always been a unique nation. America, the fabric of our gentle nation, is tattered. But our courage and common sense must ascend and bring us back together as one. When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of devastating change. I'm grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. To the families of the innocent victims who are now suffering from this heinous act, I humbly offer my sincerest sympathy. Your need to summon your inner strength for such a terrible reason saddens me. A monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music, and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man who I have been with through the best of times and the worst of times, let us not forget that differing opinions, policy, and political games are inferior to love. Our personal, structural, and life commitment until death is at serious risk. Political concepts are simple when compared to us human beings. We are all humans, and fundamentally, instinctively, we want to help one another. American politics are only one vehicle that can uplift our communities. Love, compassion, kindness, and empathy are necessities. And let us remember that when the time comes to look beyond the left and the right, beyond the red and the blue, we all come from families with the passion to fight for a better life together while we are here in this earthly realm. Dawn is here again. Let us reunite now. This morning, ascend above the hate, the vitriol, and the simple-minded ideas that ignite violence. We all want a world where respect is paramount, family is first, and love transcends. We can realize this world again. Each of us must demand to get it back. We must insist that respect fills the cornerstone of our relationships again. I am thinking of you, my fellow Americans. The winds of change have arrived. For those of you who cry in support, I thank you. I commend those of you who have reached out beyond the political divide. Thank you for remembering that every single politician is a man or a woman with a loving family. And again, if you're just tuning in, that was Melania Trump who put that on Truth Social, and the former president retweeted it himself. Now, as far as his comments, and that's what I'm, you know, even when I read that, it's such a reminder that the persona that people portray, even someone as public as the president, is not the whole truth of them. It's just a slice of them. And, you know, people are just people. And they have their human foibles, and they have their quirks, and they have their funny moments, and they're, you know, he's a husband. You know, they laugh and joke and cry together, and like you and your spouse do. And I loved that portion of the letter when she kind of highlights that, the side of former President Trump that maybe you don't think of very often. Now, he writes on True Social just yesterday, based on yesterday's events, I was going to delay my trip to Wisconsin and the Republican National Convention by 2 days, but have just decided that I cannot allow a shooter or a potential assassin to force change to scheduling or anything else. Therefore, I will be leaving for Milwaukee as scheduled at 3:30 p.m. today, so that would have been yesterday. Thank you, DJT, for Donald J. Trump. And we are here in Wisconsin. We've been kind of, you know, in and out of the hotel and checking things. I certainly didn't see anything related to the president's arrival or anything like that. But we'll be getting over to the secure area later on today, and we'll start reporting on the things that we see inside the perimeter and, of course, broadcasting to you. Bobby will be doing reports on Pensacola right now in the afternoon, and we'll be going to the Florida events and covering all of that for you here in Milwaukee. The one thing I can say, and I can't say it often enough, is based on the police presence I have seen here in the town, just the few minutes that we spent driving around town yesterday, I feel super safe. I haven't felt safe in a locale like this ever. So the notion that somehow this is a dangerous place, it's every single person that has texted me about this has said, you know, hey, be safe, be safe, be safe, be aware. I'm like, of what? You know, like, I appreciate the sentiment. I love you guys for thinking that way, but it's just not like that here. Not at all.
We're probably not going to be hanging around DJT.
Yeah, I wouldn't think we'll be all that close, right? That's exactly right. 651 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have 3 boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And 2 of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with 1.5 years of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. 3 Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is excited to present the 2024 Sportsman's Night Out. Join us as we hear from Rick Burgess of the Rick and Bubba Show and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker. It all happens at the Pensacola Bay Center on August 8th at 6:30 p.m. You could win amazing prizes like a new camper from Carpenter's Campers, a Kubota side-by-side from Coastal Machinery Company, and even more from sponsors like Builders First Source and Florida Air Conditioning and Heating. Tickets are only $10 and on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Get yours before they're gone.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years' experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. So let's go on things right now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not.
I texted the former president and called him as well as his family members who are close friends of mine. I haven't heard back. I've talked to members of the campaign team who were with him at the time of the shooting, and they've assured me of his safety, of his good spirits, but also of his, of his determination that this not define what we're trying to build for the country. President Trump has a very specific vision to secure our border, to improve our economy, and he was griping that he didn't want to have anybody's assassination attempt get in the way of the work that he wants to do for all of us.
That was Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, joining the news team who came in to do live coverage on Saturday night when the events were unfolding. And kudos to Joe Ford and Bobby Rossi and David Wayne for doing that and getting the congressman on and hearing his comments on all of this. And, of course, we are here in Milwaukee at the Republican National Convention getting ready for day one. As you know, right now there's nothing going on. It's all just empty convention space. But we're here in the hotel broadcasting for you all this week. This trip and this coverage brought to you in part by Costello's Butcher and Butcher Shop and Deli. So we are, you know, the sponsors make this stuff possible, and we very much appreciate them. Back in the studio in Pensacola, we've got Austin with Traffic on the Fives.
This, let's see, there's not a ton going on the roads right now from what I can see. It's going to be a scenic highway, though, is where the most problems are at this time. If you're traveling northbound on scenic, passing the light at Summit Boulevard, we do have some backups developing in that area, but even that's not anything too, for the lack of a better word, heinous at this time. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. I'm Austin Price with your Traffic on the Fives.
So glad there's no totally bogus traffic, man.
There you go.
Austin, thanks so much. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, prior to the attempt on his life over the weekend, former President Trump had been teasing his choice for VP with the Republican National Convention getting underway today. In a recent interview on the Clay and Buck show, he mentioned a few of the reported top contenders: South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum.
It's like a highly sophisticated version of The Apprentice, okay, if you think about it.
And that from a recent interview there, Trump arrived in Milwaukee yesterday. Many are expecting him to announce his pick this week. Police in Alabama searching for suspects in connection with a few shootings over the weekend that resulted in the deaths of seven people. Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurman says he's fed up with the violence.
There are too many families who have been devastated and destroyed because of gun violence in our city. And everyone in this room, to be frank, is just sick and tired of it.
And there were also 10 other people wounded in those shootings over the weekend. And as you mentioned earlier, Andrew, fitness guru Richard Simmons has also died over the weekend at the age of 76. Los Angeles police say they responded to his home on Saturday morning when a housekeeper found him unresponsive. And they say he appeared to have died of natural causes.
Yeah, Shelley Long, Dr. Ruth, Richard Simmons, and then Shannon Doherty, all passing away over the weekend. Shannon was only 53 years young and dying of cancer, losing her battle with cancer. So, yeah, a lot of losses over the weekend. And, of course, we came really close to having another horrendous one that we've been talking about all day, because that is literally the only news story in the universe right now, and rightly so. Let's do a little bit of future news. Austin, a little bit of future news where we tell people what's going to happen before it happens. You think we're going to have any problems here in Milwaukee, or are things going to be safe at the convention? What do you think?
I mean, I think things are going to be safe. As you said about like 9/11 earlier, like the safest time to travel was right after 9/11 because security was so ramped up. And I think it's going to be very similar here based on what you and Bobby were saying that you saw.
I totally agree. Do you think Biden ever says anything like I was saying before, kind of taking responsibility for the rhetoric?
I mean, I'm sure they're going to argue that, you know, some people are going to argue that there should be some responsibility. But with the shooter being a registered Republican, I think a lot of people are going to try to combat that.
I would love to see actually President Trump in his speech.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.